Have you been on a walk recently to Ilkley Moor?
No, and that, I'm annoyed about that. I've been too busy doing my garden, and I couldn't drag my husband out to walk with me the other day. What about you? Have you?
Again, not recently. I've been too busy writing. Mm. So is your garden as big as Ilkley Moor, or?
No, not quite. But it is very big, and I've just joined a little... Well, a group of us, friends, have got together to spread the load, if you like. We each grow three things from seed, but enough for everybody else in the group. And then when the plants are big enough, we share them. Vegetables, only vegetables. So I've got this real incentive to kind of keep on top of the garden and grow things. But I do go walking still, but I don't go walking on the moor by myself. And my husband's not been well recently, so he doesn't particularly want to go walking far.
And I suppose the weather is only just beginning to get better.
I'll go up there in the winter. I don't mind what the weather or what the temperature's like. It's just I'm quite happily walk along by the river in Ilkley by myself, and that's fine, but I wouldn't go up on the moor. I haven't managed to lasso any of my friends recently to get them out with me. Do you walk on the moor sometimes?
I used to when the children were younger, because we used to live in Guiseley.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take the train up with the girls, and you know, just not a very strenuous walk. They were just about, one was a toddler, and mm-hmm. I would have to carry the younger one on the way back, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the older one was about maybe four or six. And so, yes, and we would take a picnic. And it was nice. It was just nice being out in the open.
Yeah.
Being in Roundhay Park is not the same.
Next time I want to walk, I'll have to give you a ring.
Yes, that
say,
would
come
be
on,
lovely.
Neva, let's go and have a walk,
yes,
on the moor together.
That would be lovely. That would be lovely. Well,